Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God has great things in store for all who trust Him and seek Him and hear Him out and seek Him out. They seek Him until they get their answer. And then those who follow Him thoroughly. The Lord has great things in store. And your labor is not in vain, and neither can any man take your crown. It's a blessing. This is a blessed day to live. We are very close to the return of the Lord. And I want people to know Him. I don't say these things lightly. They are very important. I don't take God's word lightly. And whatever the Lord brings to me, I try to relay it to His people. And the more I learn from the Lord, the more I love Him, the more I understand, the more I see things the way they should be and the way that they can be. I look at the growth that people have, the way people have grown over the decades. And all who grow in the Lord, they grow against worldly opposition. Satan is against your growth in the Lord. Satan is against you understanding God. He's done many things to try to hinder people from knowing who the Lord is through Jesus Christ. And the reason I say through Jesus Christ, those of you who listen to me all the time, you know that that's the only way to get to God, through Jesus Christ. In many other broadcasts, we've explained it. But it's through Him that we are reunited with the Father. Now, I thank the Lord for all that He's done. And I thank Him for all that He's doing. And to make things plain that are not plain, the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And I thank Him for it. The Lord our God will return soon. And this is a very blessed time to be actively following God, because He can take your life and do something with it. The closer we get to His return, the more miracles you may see as you follow Him. But like I said earlier, we grow against all opposition. Don't think it's strange when people work against you, or when things go wrong when you're trying to do right. That's because the enemy is desperate. But stay in the peace and don't fear what he's doing. Don't fear the misunderstanding of people. Watch God. Stay in the love of God. Do it His way. Keep doing what God puts in your heart. And you're gonna make a great difference in the lives of many others. And to those who have not believed on Jesus Christ, believe on Him now. Every day we wake up is another blessing. I don't know how long His return will be. I don't know how far away it is. It could be before the day is out. It could be before the week is out, before the month is out, and possibly before the year is out. But He's coming back, and it's time for Him to come back. Many prophets are saying the same thing. The Lord has modern day people who love Him that are prophets, and they prophesy things that need to be prophesied. Many things are lined up for His return, which is soon to be. And the Lord changed my theme topic from end times to end days. And that's a message all by itself. So we did over 2 years, we talked about end times. And now we're dealing with end days. And I'm not in a hurry for the Lord to come back. I thank God for every day of grace. See, in the kingdom of God, I'm going to live forever anyway. Everlasting life starts the moment you first believe. But every day He delays is another day I get to do some work for the Lord. And that can be many souls being saved that weren't saved. Once He come back, people who are left, they're going to have a devastating problem. And I don't wish that on anyone. And I want to see people get to know the Lord. One thing that have hindered people is tares and false information, false representation of God. And the only way to refute that is to get people to study God's word for themselves. If you're going to be a successful man or woman of God, a successful Christian, you're going to have to receive God's word in your heart. And then you'll speak it in your life. And it will and you'll have to follow his methods. And it will work. The word of God is a world overcoming way. There's nothing in this world that can defeat you if you speak the word of God. And I can prove it. When Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness to turn a rock into bread, Jesus kept speaking the word. And he stuck with God's plan. And he didn't need to bargain with Satan to get anything. And you don't have to do it either. Don't ever trust to compromise somewhere to do God's work. You don't have to be phony. You don't have to do phony things. You don't have to con people into giving. And con people into helping. If they help you, if they help you do your part, or if they help the church, let it be by the love of God. Let it be their worship towards God. You don't have to beg, borrow, and steal to get people to do God's will. But in Satan's camp, that's all he does. Fear tactics and con games. Now, my assignment for this broadcast, the Lord wanted me to, it's not fair for people to not know what goes on. There are tares sown among the wheat, and the tares are very active. And the Lord put it on my heart to go to 2 Peter chapter 2 and also Jude. So in the next few broadcasts, that's precisely what we're going to do if we can't finish it all in one time. And remember, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And there's a brand new page for this year, 2018. That's the audio 3 page. And now we got 3 audio pages on newlivingletters.com. Last year and the year before that, we have broadcasts all the way back to 2015. So go to newlivingletters.com and you'll see what the old preacher's talking about. This broadcast is on the website, and this broadcast is longer than 15 minutes. On the website, they're 30. All right. In 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter's about to die. This is right before he passed. He was given a warning. He said, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." Now this is a truth, but he's following a thought. So let's go backwards to chapter 1, verse 19. Let me back up to 17. Well, 16. Okay, here we go. Listen to what Peter was saying. And then we're going to go right back into chapter 2. In verse 16, it says, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Verse 17, For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, they heard this from the sky when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, and Peter heard it with his natural ears. But listen to what he said in verse 18. He said, "And this voice which came from heaven we heard, When we were with him in the Holy Mount." Verse 19, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Now, this is the revelation knowledge of God. This is the written word of God, the Holy Bible. It's a more sure word than the word that they heard on the mountain when they heard God say, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." And he said, and it comes to us like a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart. Just like the sun sheds light and you can see everything clearly. So it is with the word of God when you receive it in your heart for yourself. But a lot of people let the churches interpret the Bible for them. You have to be proactive. You have to read the word for yourself. And if you don't read well, ask the Lord, he'll teach you to read. I know people that the Lord himself have taught people to read, and they read his word. And if you can't see that good, you can get the audio Bibles. You have to take the word in your heart in order for you to live victoriously in this life. And remember, God is not going to love you more because you study his word. He loves you right now very much. He doesn't love you because of your performance. But it's your business to know his word so that you can live. Your victory depends on it. All right, verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now listen to verse 2. He's saying, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, and denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Even while there were those they were holy men of God that heard from the Lord and wrote the word of God, there were also false prophets around. And they were able to proceed forward, even in opposition from false prophets. Now, you're growing in the Lord as fast as you can and as much as you want to. But there are hindrances all around through tares and false teaching. Now, Peter prophesied that there would be, just like there were false prophets then, there are false teachers now. And like J. Vernon McGee said years ago when he was studying this same chapter on the radio, he said false teachers are worse than false prophets. Because if you got false teaching and you trust it, your life won't be right. I'm going to say that again. See, false prophecy won't come to pass. And eventually you'll understand that it's just a lie. But false teaching gives you false information. And if you trust it, your life won't be right until you receive the light of God's word and refute it. And that's why it's so important for us to be proactive and hear and receive and listen to the word of God. If you can't read anymore, some people, they just can't read anymore. They have to. But you can get the word on. You can get an audio Bible. And if you have trouble getting one, believe God for it. There are ways he can get one to you. The Lord won't ignore your prayers. Your prayers avail much. And you can get it on MP3. You can get it on a smartphone. There are many avenues you can get. You can download it free and put it on your devices. And your children will help you if you're older because they were born knowing how to do this. Okay. He said, but there were false prophets also among the people. Even as there shall be false teachers among you who privately bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the truth shall be evil spoken of. And now, see, when preachers or anybody compromise, even Christians, if they compromise with sin somewhere, their sin works like a cancer, and it will alter the way that they think and process. And it will eventually cause them to be the enemy of God over time. They'll have less love for the truth of God's word. Now, it happens in stages when people start allowing sin in their life. Their sin, if they don't get it out of their life, it will spread like a cancer. Just like cancer does to the body, so the sin does to the soul and the spirit. If they won't get rid of it, it will get rid of them. And it will divide them from the Lord. Everybody I know who starts sinning, they start separating from people who help them get strong. And they avoid people who they know are sincere. And they gravitate to people who will tolerate their sin. And eventually, their heart gets hardened and they don't care. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, they don't respond. And when the Holy Spirit convicts them, they don't respond. They're numb to the things of God. And they become dull, like David did. David was sleeping with Bathsheba, and he got her pregnant. And then he had her husband sent to the front line, and he got killed. And then he married her. And then the prophet Nathan came and told him a parable about a man who had a sheep. And all he had was one sheep, and the other man had many sheep. And he took the man's only sheep. And David said, this man must be destroyed. And then Nathan said, you are that man. And then David realized what he had done. Sin will dull you out, and you won't be able to realize that you're in error, that you're back in the world. So it is with everybody who compromised God's word. And Peter is teaching. He's showing us right here that it's happening. He said that many false teachers will come and bring in damnable heresy. They don't do it in one day. It happens over time. Damnable heresies, error. And they preach it as if it's all right. And when people receive bad news, they can't live good news. It's impossible. Forms of pride, fear. Fear is terrible. Fear is a very evil gift. That's why God don't give us fear. That's why the love of God cast it out. The more we fall in love with God, the less we fear. You will find yourself in similar situations where you used to fear, you have no fear. This is important to know. Verse 2 bothers me. It says, many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. That's the third stage. First they start separating, then they separate, and then they start speaking against people who love the truth. See, people who have accepted homosexuality and fornication and adultery as all right in the church. Now you have homosexual pastors. They speak evil of the truth. And it's evil. It's wrong. And people who do these things, they are in trouble with God. And I love people. God loves them too, but God can't help them now. Because they chose an alternate path. They chose a false way because of false teaching and slander. And this is dangerous. And you have kinfolks that you care about that's being lied to. And you have friends that you love very much and they're being lied to. And people are believing these lies. But the Lord's going to come back. Now when the Lord come back, and your loved ones are left, and your friends are left, the warning is now. Everybody who received lies, you're going to have to go back and rethink your life. You're going to have to repent. You're going to have to come out of those relationships and go back to God for real. Or you will die in your sin. And God can't help you now because you've made a choice. And God's not going to make you undo your choice. That's your choice. It's not my choice. If I hated you, I wouldn't tell you this. I love you, so I'm going to tell you the truth. And it doesn't bother me if I make people mad. The real, if I say nothing, when you go to hell, you'll be mad at me then. But now if you go to hell, you'll know I tried to help you. This is a very serious time. You're not going to get these moments when the Lord returns. The period of grace will be over with, and he's going to start judging. And there will be people who will get saved in the tribulation. But people who harden their heart now, the devil's going to come and harden their heart some more. And he's going to send the Antichrist and the false prophet. He's going to make whatever you're doing look good. And you'll end up taking that mark. Yeah, but I already know about the mark. No, if you can defy God now, you can defy God then. If you think the peer pressure is alive right now, wait till then. And the Lord's going to take his holy people off the earth. People that's doing their job. People that's obeying him. People who follow him. He's not going to judge them with this evil world. This is a fallen world. Don't misunderstand. This world is not normal. This earth, this world, the world system is fallen. That's why Christ had to come and salvage it. He loved us enough to do the hard part. And all we have to do is believe. And watch unforgiveness, because if you don't forgive, God won't forgive you. Now, everybody who's done you wrong, please forgive them for your sake. Because we all need God to forgive us. I need God to forgive me. He forgave me of many things. I lived to be 19 years old before I got saved. And all the sins from now, way even past then, he's forgiven me. And I ask him to forgive me often in case I did something or thought something wrong. And I make sure that I forgive other people. But I love people, and people are very important to God, and I understand that. And that's why it's so important for us to do the work of God. Now listen to verse 4. He said, verse 3. Well, let me back up to 2 again. That was a continuing thought there. He said, many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness. So you got to watch covetousness. Through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbers not. And these are those who use fear tactics and get people to pay money and do things the wrong way. There are preachers who teach tithing for your benefit. Tithing attaches God to your finances. That's true. All through the Word of God, people who gave God offerings, they tithe and gave offerings way above their tithe. God bless. That's a true principle. But it's not to be used to make merchandise of God's people. Your local church needs your help. That's your network. They're there to be a blessing to you. Help your local church. It's important to tithe and give offerings. Remember, tithes is worship. Some people are in a situation where their bills may have overrun them, and it'll take them time to get to where they can do what you can and start tithing. Start where you have to. Pray towards what you desire to do for God. And I'm telling you, if you tithe, it attaches God to your finances. But don't do it out of fear. Do it out of love. Do whatever you do, do it out of love and worship. And do nothing for vainglory. Some people tithe to be seen. Don't do that. Tithe because you love God and you love his work. And you want to do your part in your network. Your local church is your network. But there are those who swindle God's people. And that's why it says their judgment of a long time lingers not. and their damnation sleeps not. God, don't worry. God's going to get them. God know who they are. Don't judge them. Don't forgive them and keep living, because we're not qualified to judge the heart. We can judge actions, but not the heart. Verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved to judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful homosexual deeds. Verse 9, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. So the people that's lingering, that's been swindling people and doing people wrong and teaching false doctrine, they're going to get theirs. And you don't want to see it, because you'll feel so sorry for them, it'll tear you up. You don't want to know what's going to happen to them. Live the life of God. Live by your love. Hopefully you can get them back on track so they can miss the evil that's going to come upon them. That's how serious it is. If people will repent, God can forgive them and he can bless them. But if they're going to live an alternate lifestyle and swindle God's people and commit all kind of sexual acts, and then justify it by God's word, they're going to be destroyed. But if we repent, we'll be fine. We have to live according to the love of God. If you don't drive sin out, sin will drive you right out of the kingdom. It'll change your mindset. It'll change your will. And it'll change your direction. That's what sin does. That's why God washed our sins away and gave us power to become the sons of God, that we may walk in newness of life. And we should never allow the persuasion of Satan and his people cause us to drift aside off the path of life. You don't want your name blotted out of the book of life. Now, Jesus is the one who taught about people's names can be blotted out in Revelation. Now, who are you going to believe, Jesus or some pastor? Pastors that say once saved, always saved, eternal security. Your salvation is not weak. You are secure in the Lord if you don't get in sin. You can sin if you choose to. Any Christian can sin if that's what they choose to do. I'm just showing you what will happen. Things happen to your mind. Things happen to your will. You turn, just like spoiled bread. Just like spoiled meat that's not in the freezer. It's very important to know how to live in these days. And I'm going to warn people long and loud, according to the guidance of God, because he loves you and your life is worth it. And everybody he cares about. The Lord's return is soon and swift. He's going to take many by surprise that day. His return is soon. He's coming back. But I'm not in a hurry for him to come back. I'm not trying to save face. I'm doing this in his word. I'm not worried about whether he'll come back and I look bad. I don't care about that. I care about you. I care about all of his people. And those of you who are strong in the Lord, see, the more time you have to do his will, there are preachers out there that follow God and obey him. They don't come up, they don't dream up messages of their own spirit. They listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And they seek him. They still pray on their knees. And they pray for their congregation. And they love God for real. There are preachers just like that right now. I'm talking to you. You're the ones that can make the difference. And every Sunday you preach, you're helping God out. And I thank God for you and others like you. And I wish all Christians were that way. But some people have bought into the worldly way. And the Lord's going to have to do surgery. I'm sorry. So this is the day we need to get our house in order and do the right thing. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will still give revelation knowledge. All of his word is very important to us. And I want to see you in heaven when everybody goes. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.